Worldview Radio and WVW-TV is made possible because of listeners like you. Thank you so much for your tax-deductible contribution that you can make at WVWFoundation.com. That's WVWFoundation.com or by calling 901-825-0652. That's 901-825-0652. You can also send your tax-deductible contribution via check to WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. That's again, WVW Foundation, P.O. Box 1690, Collierville, Tennessee 38027. Thank you for helping make possible Worldview Radio and WVW-TV broadcasts.
Moral issues, government, economy, education, work, responsibility. What we think about these depends on our worldview. Now, VCY America presents Worldview Weekend Radio with Brannon House.
All right, welcome, guys. Glad you are with us today. And we have, of course, when do we not have breaking news? We had a weekend where three servicemen tragically died with an Iranian-backed drone, according to reports, in Jordan. We'll get information on that from Aaron. And we also have news out of London. So today we're going to be joined by our two correspondents, Peter out of London and Aaron out of Israel. Just a few hours ago, my phone app, the Red Alert phone app, started going off. One rocket after another, after another, after another, after another. And I thought, oh boy, here we go. And sure enough, we have reports that there has been a rain of rockets headed into Tel Aviv. We'll get a report from Aaron as to the condition on the ground there and how well the Iron Dome held up. We have other news related to the United Nations and UNRWA, a topic we started talking about 3-4 weeks ago. Remember that, folks? Telling you about this UN group and how this UN group was helping to fund curriculum that was encouraging young people in the Gaza to be anti-Semites, to hate the Jews, to be terrorists, to be jihadis. And it was crickets pretty much in the mainstream corporate media. Now it's everywhere. As always, it takes the media weeks, sometimes months, and sometimes years to catch up with what you're hearing here. That's not boasting. That's just fact. Because, well, they have a lot of ideology they have to sift through to decide what team they want to be on at any given moment for any given particular outcome. Don't always assume that their reporting of certain news is because they are in favor of the positive or righteous side. Case would be same thing with politicians. Don't assume for 1 minute that Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is for the U.S. Constitution. The man has pretty well shown he's not. I think he has spoken for the World Economic Forum several times. You may agree with the governor's decision to defend the border, but many of us are now questioning the timing. Many of us are concerned that what's happening on the border with these truck rallies and convoys could be a J6 setup. I expressed my concerns on that, only to find out that one of our reporters we used on the ground last week, who's coming back on tonight, Joseph, felt the same way. He said, I'm not going to be there. I'm not planning on being there at this time. Maybe he's changed his mind. We'll find out. But independently of him, I had my conclusion, shared it on the air. He shared his, and we were in agreement. Then a couple days later, I interviewed Michael Yon out of Panama, who may be coming to the U.S. to cover this. He also, on his own, said, I'm concerned this is a setup. I said, very interesting. I shared that with my audience the other night. And then others are saying, does it really matter? Because if we are afraid to assemble as Americans and to address our grievances to the government without fear of being set up, haven't we already lost? Very good point. But don't assume because Governor Greg Abbott is doing this or that, it means he's a good guy. He's for what he's really standing for. No, many of us feel this is a setup. And I pray we're 100% wrong. But I am very concerned with what's going on with these rallies coming up at the border, the decision by the Supreme Court. That the Biden regime can cut the wire, the razor wire. Texas is reinforcing it, continuing to supposedly guard their border. Now you have patriots on the way. Does anyone smell the Hegelian dialectic process? Thesis and antithesis, idea, opposite idea, conflict, conflict, conflict. The change comes from the conflict. Are they orchestrating the conflict? Will they then use that narrative to destroy more liberty and freedom? I'm very concerned, as we saw on January 6th, people wearing MAGA gear, America, Make America Great gear, or whatever else they were wearing that looked like they were patriots who were really, I believe, Fed agents or Fed operatives, either one. Will we have to worry about that down on the border? I am concerned about somebody wearing what looks like patriotic gear doing something to a migrant. And the question would immediately be, is that a setup? Because you know they want to reinforce the narrative that anyone concerned about the border is really just a racist. So why not have them do something horrific and use that narrative? Folks, we better be discerning. We better be aware of what is going on when the enemy tries to infiltrate and set us up. And I mean us, the movement, the American people who are wanting liberty and freedom, who do not want to come under some kind of Marxist, cultural Marxist, globalist regime that, well, makes us their slave. All men pretty much yearn for freedom. Isn't that how America was born and birthed with the colonies? So, folks, very interesting and yet troubling week begins globally, as well as the issues we're watching here in America. Joining me now from Israel is Aaron. Aaron, welcome aboard, my friend. Are you safe? And by the way, look at that backdrop. Woohoo!
I am safe, Brennan, and isn't it a great backdrop? I got it from the post office today, and it's safe and sound, all set up.
We are so happy to be establishing a very, very professional broadcast center in Israel with you. We're going to continue to resource you. We have more equipment coming to allow you to do interviews on the street, capture them, grab those interviews, and then bring that audio back to our radio listening friends here, as well as television. So the Lord has been very good to us and providentially brought us together as a team. And, of course, we want to thank our friend Tom Gonzer for introducing us. Are you okay today? Tell me about what's going on, because my red alert app was just going off over and over and over.
Crazy day. Absolutely. A barrage of rockets fired on Tel Aviv. It's been the first time in a while that Tel Aviv has been hit. Tel Aviv, of course, is the main commercial, cultural, music, sport city in Israel. Over a million people in the city, but with the peripheral cities around it and towns, easily 2.5 million people in that region. It's actually called the Dan region, from the biblical tribe Dan. It's still called the Dan region today. But thankfully, about 8 of those missiles were taken out by the Iron Dome. Minimal damage. But of course, the fear, the shock, the trauma that it puts in, and of course, there's big questions being asked: how come these rockets are going now? How come Hamas still have some? It's pretty clear we've taken over the northern Gaza Strip. We've taken over the central Gaza Strip. We're almost at the edge of taking over the southern Khan Yunis part of the Gaza Strip, but it's pretty clear that we haven't taken out all of the infrastructure of Hamas. So these are signs that there's still, you know, like a I don't know, like a snake that's had its head cut off, but it's still twisting and turning around. We're definitely penetrating inside of Gaza, and but yeah, there's missiles and rockets being fired. And of course, our soldiers who are every day fighting and penetrating inside, we see on our televisions some of our soldiers kneeling or standing next to some of the stuff that they have found inside of Gaza. Incredible amount of weapons, missiles, RPGs, hand grenades, you name it. So we're capturing weapons. And by the way, I'm reading a lot of reports that over 5,000 of the Hamas murderers that we have as prisoners now We are obtaining a lot of information from them. They are talking. They're giving us very important information. And of course, we just hope that it's a matter of, and I think it's just a matter of time where we finally get Yahweh Sinwa, the Hamas leader who's still in, or allegedly still in, the Gaza Strip. Remember, it took the United States 9 months to capture Osama bin Laden when they went after him. So we need a little bit of patience, but he's a dead man walking, in my opinion. But that's the fighting news today. Although up in the north, rockets are also being fired from both directions. Our air force have been flying unusually a lot today, and that, as I reported yesterday, that is really heating up on that border. I know you're going to ask questions, Brandon, but let me tell you one of the biggest news articles today, in my opinion, and I touched on this yesterday. In Jerusalem last night at the International Convention Center, which holds about 3,000 people, I've been to that convention center many times, there was hosted a conference with the theme Taking Over the Gaza Strip.
Wow.
Now remember, we pulled out of the Gaza Strip in 2005, 2006. We pulled 7,000 Israeli Jews out of the Gaza Strip. We pulled all of our military. We gave it over to Hamas. Well, no, we gave it over to the Palestinian Authority. And of course, instead of turning it into the Singapore of the Middle East, they turned it into a launching pad and have attacked us with tens and tens of thousands of missiles. Now, we know what's happened in the last 115 days. Now, we get a right wing, and actually, not just right wing, we get people even from the left who are calling out for us to go in and take over and rebuild the land of Gaza. This is radical. And let me tell you, there is a stir in both sides. On the right, especially among the religious, they are the kind of people that, you know, they read their Bible when God said to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to you and your descendants, I give this land for eternity. They are the kind of people that say, it's ours. We should never have given it back. We must go in and settle it. But then there are others, and this is the sad part about many Jewish people who live here. They are not ideologically or spiritually connected to the land in the way that the right or the religious or even Christians are connected to the land. And so they are looking at the situation purely through political eyes, and they are saying this is going to create a disaster from the international community. So stay tuned for that one. But that is a big, and by the way, even though the conference hall can only hold 3,000 people, I heard on the news and I saw Jewish people dancing in the streets, singing, celebrating in the time of war. Why? Because they sense, like Joshua and Caleb, that the land is there to be taken. But let me tell you, I heard the number of 100,000 Jews that were in and around that convention center, dancing, singing, praising. I mean, what's next, Brandon? The Temple Mount?
Yeah, let's pray that's what's next. All right, I've got a couple questions for you about what happened in Jordan, the sad death of three U.S. officers, U.S. soldiers, you should say. We'll find out what was going on with that. And then Peter joins us from London. We have several updates to get to. I'm going to ask Aaron to stay around with that report because it may have something to do with also Israel and World War III that really has begun, I think, in the Middle East, because the military in the U.K. has shrunk. It is quite small. Sounds like the U.S., doesn't it? And there is a lot of talk from NATO and forces inside the U.K. about call-ups and draft. We'll be right back.
we have slashed the shipping cost on our freeze-dried food at WVWTVstore.com. Hello, I'm Brandon House. And for this month of January and February, we are slashing our shipping by half. Half the cost gone. We're saving you half the price you would normally pay for shipping this heavy freeze-dried food, but this is for a limited time only at WVWTVstore.com. Here we are in January of 2024. I think it's going to be a bumpy ride as we go into the election in the fall of 2024, not to mention the threat of World War III, China going after Taiwan, all the military-age males that have poured over our border from Islamic nations and the CCP. Folks, do you have your preparations in order? Even the mainstream media like CBS Face the Nation is talking about a black swan event. A major national security black swan event in 2024. There's the talk of the power grid going down. Even the irresponsible FBI director told Congress that all the lights are flashing red for a terrorist attack. Well, it might be predictive programming, and they may cause it to happen or allow it to happen. But reality is, if it happens, you want to make sure you're prepared. I took about 3 days during the Christmas break to get more organized. I've been prepping since 2013, but I had some prepping gear in one closet and another in another closet. I got organized, got it all put together in the right places. I know where everything is, and then I even added to it and updated. Well, here's your chance to update your emergency supplies by going to WVWTVstore.com for the month of January and February, as we have slashed shipping of our freeze-dried food in half. So that'll save some of you several hundred dollars, but you need to take action now while we have the supplies and while you can save half on the normal shipping price. WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com, or 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Again, you can place your order over the phone if you prefer, 901-468-9357. Or for greatest of ease, just go right online, WVWTVstore.com, and get it while it lasts and half off the shipping cost. Thank you.
All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, website worldviewradio.com. Joining me again is Aaron, and then we're going to go to Peter, who is in London. Aaron, let me go real quick to you about the sad tragic deaths. As I reported, breaking news on the air yesterday morning, Worldview Report was on the air when I saw the breaking news, and that was that three military officers, not officers, I don't know what their rank was, three U.S. soldiers killed by a drone in Jordan, Iranian-backed. We're hearing today that that may have been because the air defense at the U.S. base in Jordan confused suicide drone for friendly aircraft. This is over at worldviewreport.com today, along with a lot of the news related to Israel. We've got a lot of that on our website here, guys, if you want to show it. I just pushed the button and didn't get you don't have my laptop? Sorry, that's why. It's my fault. Sorry. A lot of that is at worldviewreport.com today, guys, if you want to go read the articles on what's going on with Israel and what happened in Jordan. We also have, will Texas be the trigger for the Great Reset? I also had Patrick Wood on yesterday of Technocracy.News about that. Again, a lot of people are very nervous about what's coming with this border war, that it could be helping to set the stage for a civil war. Remember, they have a movie coming out April 26 about civil war. So again, doesn't this all seem to be falling into line too conveniently and the perfect timing? And then Greg Abbott, a mouthpiece, I think, for the World Economic Forum, actually taking a stand for the Constitution, doesn't seem quite appropriate, the timing, does it? It seems very suspicious. So all that's over at worldviewreport.com. But in the meantime, why don't we go ahead and have you respond? Air defense at U.S. base in Jordan confused suicide drone for friendly aircraft in an attack by Iranian-backed terrorists that killed three soldiers. Aaron, what do you know about this?
Well, there's conflicting reports because the Iranians are denying that they sent it. And I mean, of course, if the Iranians said that they didn't send it, obviously they didn't, right? we don't know. We don't know. That's what they say. So I'm intrigued to know why the Americans are reporting this. Maybe they have some intelligence that we don't know anything about. I mean, why would you come out with a report like that if you want to point the finger at the Iranians? So I think we need to wait and see what the full report shows. But the tragedy is, of course, those three young men lost their lives in battle, and we pay tribute to them. That happened in the northeastern border of Jordan, which is on the Iranian-Jordanian border. So we know that there's a lot of drones out there, Brandon. A lot of drones. I've seen videos of top military American soldiers, William Burns, the CIA director, saying that it's possible these days to fill up an airplane with drones filled with chemical weapons and let loose these drones, and it only costs you $50 million, which in these days is not a lot of money, and you can take out a whole nation with just $50 million. That's scary. And I watched this about 5 years ago. So you can imagine with the way technology is going, that is an area of real danger, the cyber drone warfare that seems to be picking up. You know, our top generals and top political analysts, they are looking at what's going on up in the north and the northeastern where we're talking about. You know, Hezbollah and Iran, they're just firing a few little rockets here, a few little rockets here. They're not really breaking out in heavy-duty barrages like we know that they could do. They've got up to anywhere between 150 to 200,000 heavy surface-to-air missiles. So why are they doing this? Then even they are not 100% sure. They're just keeping us on our toes, and maybe they're waiting for us to open up into an all-out scale war so that they can do what Hamas have done.
Wow. All-out war. And, of course, that brings us right over to Peter. Peter, stay there, please, Aaron. Our other correspondent on the ground, but this one's in London, is Peter McIlvena with Hearts of Oak. His broadcast is on our website every day as well, worldviewtube.com. Peter, do you want to comment on what Aaron is saying before we get into war breaking out and the potential call up in the UK?
Yeah, I've obviously watched that, what's happening there from afar. Hugely concerned what's happening and massively concerned that it will spread wider. And with the targeted strikes of against Western assets, so against UK and US, and obviously threats to go back and targets against Iranian-backed elements, it destabilizes things in a way that I can't remember. Going back 20 years, I can't remember when we were at that point where it was right on the edge. And all this is even before Hezbollah decides to get involved and provides another front with Israel. So it's hugely concerning. Obviously, for Israel, the PR clock is running out very quickly, with a lot of pressure on them to back off. And that grace period is closing extremely quickly. And we're praying that Israel are able to do what they can do to remove that threat from its borders before that window does close.
Well, that's a great analysis. You guys have not met yet, Aaron and Peter. I'd like to introduce you guys to each other. What do you make of what Peter is saying there in London? Is his concerns, Aaron, about the PR window closing on a global scale for Israel?
Well, I think from Israel's point of view, firstly, good to meet you there, Peter. God bless you, brother.
Good to meet you.
Thank you. I think from Israel's point of view, we are at the place where we cannot afford to worry about any PR issue. You know, we want the Americans to stand with us. We want the United Nations, the international community to stand up with us. But what we've seen through these last 115 days is sometimes they haven't fully stood with us. And, you know, even the international court wanted to try us for genocide. So, Bibi Netanyahu, our prime minister, has made it clear that we need help. We welcome help. But if it doesn't come, we've got no choice but to do it alone. But also for the allies, for the British, for the Americans, for the French who are in the neighborhood as well. We want to make sure that their best interests are at heart as well. They are our allies in this. So PR is definitely the first choice. And, even with our northern border, and even with negotiations over our 136 captives still kidnapped, we are doing all we can, but we can't go on forever trying to negotiate over that on this diplomatic window.
Let me go back to you, Peter, and get a response to this article right here. How Britain's military has shrunk since the Falklands in numbers. Pressure is growing for the UK to reverse the decades-long shrinkage of its armed forces to confront new threats from Russia and China to North Korea and Iran. Comment on this, please, for me, will you, Peter?
Well, yeah, that was a older article, certainly over a year old, but it shows the change in defense spending. And we, in Britain, we talk about the Falklands War in 1982 at a time when Britain actually could summon a carrier battle group and send that to the other side of the world and fight a war. Our defense spending was around 5%. Our military was probably around 330,000, so a third of a million. We are now down to about half that number, with defense spending going down from 5% to around 2%. It's not only our military spending has fallen massively, as across Europe. I mean, the argument is you need to keep it above 2%. Well, we are bumbling along there. But actually, it's the money that is spent very badly, because we have one British Aerospace, one military company, and often we will go to them for procurement. And because of that, often it's money badly spent. But it is embarrassing. One of the other stories to come out, I think yesterday, was one of the ships, actually it could be our major ship in the Red Sea, HMS Diamond, which is one of the most sophisticated ships in the world, and is a jewel in the crown of the UK Navy. That is a destroyer. It's a surface-to-air vessel, and therefore doesn't have surface-to-surface capabilities to attack Houthi rebels on the ground. So we have a ship there, and the attacks are shore-based, and that ship is not able to respond, doesn't have cruise missile capability at all. So it's not able to fire a single missile against land-based targets, and simply is there to take out drones, of which it takes them out every so often. But to have that lack of capability in the region, and we have to fly Eurofighters or Tucans. We have to fly them from Cyprus to attack ground-based targets, which is 4,500 kilometers, or to you in the US, 3,000-mile round trip, simply to drop ammunition, munitions on the ground. If only we had a ship there that could do it right there, but we have to fly them all the way from Cyprus. The whole thing is not joined up, because our armed forces are weak, they're not battle ready, and they're rushed into service in this area. And then the military chiefs realize, well, they need to fly planes from thousands of miles away simply to take out the rebels that are there.
So let's talk about this UK call-up, NATO talking about this as well. What are you hearing in Great Britain? What are families saying? What are young men saying? And does your call-up involve women?
So I've watched this, and something is happening with this. We have not had conscription for well over 300 years. Literally, you need to go back that far. It is not something in the UK psyche. It is European. If you look at Scandinavia, of course, they have conscription, and elsewhere in Europe, we do not have that. So, and for this to be raised in Britain is very unusual. So something is happening here. Obviously, we have a military that's collapsed. We have an aircraft carrier we can't even send to the Red Sea because we don't have enough sailors to man the ships to be a carrier battle group. So we have literally aircraft carriers sitting in dock, cannot leave the dock because we don't have enough ships to support it. So then they're talking about conscription. When I first saw that, one phrase came into my mind. This is a psyop. There's something in play if we are being told this. And everyone jumped on. We had polling online. We had all the newspapers, all the TV stations. They all talked about it. In Europe, they're talking about it. And the response to the public was, well, we can't be bothered because we have a generation that are so inward focused that giving their lives to the country is the last thing they would even consider. So I think the response.
Well, let me ask you this. Why would they want to give their life? Why would they want to give their life for your country? Why would they want to give their, why would an American parent want or grandparent want their child or grandchild to give their life for America anymore? When we're told America is an evil, horrible place, that the, you know, a bunch of us are a bunch of racist, Islamophobic, white supremacist, domestic terrorist, and now you want to spill our child and grandchildren's blood for your fascist regime? Why would we want to join that fight? What are we fighting for? We're not fighting for a constitutional republic anymore. We'll find out what they're saying over in Great Britain about that. Not too long ago, we received 3,000 bottles of potassium iodine. This is to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. We had one distributor we wanted to purchase it from and offer to our audience, and they said, I'm sorry, we can't sell it to you because we cannot keep it in stock. Therefore, we can't sell it to you because, you know, you'll get upset with us because you'll need it to fill the orders you have, and we won't be able to send it to you, and that creates a PR problem for all of us. So, sorry, we can't keep it in stock. Well, that led us to search, and we were able to finally secure brand new 3,000 bottles of potassium iodine. And by the way, these are selling fast. Well, no wonder. The government recently, according to many reports, has ordered up $290 million in anti-radiation medication. What are they planning? We know the FBI and the military held a week-long nuclear strike event in Houston, Texas. In New York, they've been running PSAs for what happens if there's a nuclear attack. What is this all about? I have no idea what they're planning, folks, but I do know that among my family's emergency supplies is potassium iodine. You'll find it in supply at our store online at WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357, or just visit WVWTVstore.com. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. Worldview Radio, our website, worldviewradio.com. Aaron joins us from Israel, lighttothenationsministry.com. He's brought to you by our WVW Foundation, that we can do that. Peter is our other correspondent. He's in London. He also is brought to us by our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Our ministry and foundation ministry is about helping to put out Christian worldview programming to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview. We're kind of the conservative alternative to NPR and these guys out there, right? Providing the biblical Christian worldview analysis so we know how God would have us to respond. We also, of course, our foundation sponsors our Sunday night church service at 8 p.m. Central Time on Sunday nights at worldviewtube.com. Last night I did a series, continued in my series on Twisted Scripture, Twisted Theology, where I literally open the Bible and we talk about some of the most commonly twisted scriptures. Last night I dealt with the one that did Jesus leave the cross and then go down to Hades and preach the gospel to the demons bound in chains. Well, we found out by going back to the original, the word there, preach, is not the word used for evangelize or evangelism. It is the word for making a pronouncement. No, so he didn't go down to hell or to Hades and preach the gospel to demons. He didn't spend 3 days there burning off a few more sins because the work on the cross wasn't quite sufficient. No, we know it was. He cried out, "It is finished, debt paid in full." the righteous life of Christ imputed or credited to my account through faith alone. And it's finished. Debt paid in full by faith alone for those of us who placed our faith and trust in Christ. But there's a lot of weird teaching out there, folks, that really, as I said last night, seeks to elevate man and to demote God so that man becomes equal with God. As one well-known false teacher has said, when Christ died on the cross, he went down to Hades as a man, and he defeated Satan as a man, and therefore you can defeat Satan as a man. Really? Because that's not what we read in the book of Jude. The angel, Michael the archangel, would not bring over a reviling word against Satan over the body of Moses. He said, the Lord rebuke you. And what we see in the scriptures is the response should be what? Submit to God, which means line up behind God. Get behind God. Stay in line with him. Sanctification, ongoing faithfulness, and obedience. And that provides our protection. Submit to God, and the devil will flee from you. But here they are teaching that when Christ died, he gave up his deity, went down to hell as a man, or Hades as a man, defeated Satan as a man, and you too can defeat Satan. You know what that's doing? As I discussed last night, that is elevating man, and it's demoting God, bringing God down to man's level and bringing man up to God's level. And that, of course, is the problem we have, isn't it? And is that not what is the sin we see in the garden, Genesis 3? You'll be like God. So if you appreciate that we bring you a Sunday night service, church service like that, you can find it at worldviewtube.com on Sunday nights at 8 o'clock or on demand. It's there now for you to watch and listen to on demand, worldviewtube.com. Let's go back to you, Peter. I want to ask, what is there for people to fight for in Great Britain? You guys have let in Islamists. You can't have freedom of speech. If you show the flags, the Hamas-Palestinian flags flying in your neighborhood and you disagree, they will arrest you as they did that man. We have the video of him being arrested because he dared to violate the political correctness laws. And he said, oh, I don't like the immigrants coming here and not assimilating. I don't like their flying a Hamas/Palestinian flag in my neighborhood just days after those folks, Hamas, slaughtered Jews. Are you crazy? That's all he said. I mean, granted, we didn't air it because there was some cursing, but he didn't threaten anybody. And he got arrested. Why should any young person go and spill one drop of blood for Great Britain, for the UK, when you guys have turned into a fascist system just as much as the US?
Sadly, I'll have to agree with you, Brannon. You're spot on. And that question goes back to what it means to be British. What unites a nation? Is there a culture? Is there a thread that runs through it? And in the UK, part of that strong thread that has run through British history has been Christianity, has been Christ. And that has been a thread throughout the centuries. That is broken. And many other parts of Britain are broken. And it is the end result, I think, of multiculturalism, of diversity, of whenever you remove, as you said, you remove what makes a nation the basis of it and bring in every other part. And instead of having those that coexist separately, but actually Britishness is the major part, it's actually you bring those in, you mix it all up, and you end up with a melting pot of nothing. And because of that, we have children growing up and they don't know what it means to be British. They are taught, as you say, they are taught about British history and colonialism being bad, being damaging to people. They are not taught that actually it was William Wilberforce that for years, for decades, fought to end slavery. They are told actually Britain participated in slavery. They're given part of the story and not the other part. And because of that, our children grow up thinking Britishness is something to be embarrassed about. We had a story a couple of days ago about a man who won a legal case because he was told it was illegal to fly the flag of England, the St. George's Cross. And he went and appealed that, and then they backed down and allowed him. But in a country, imagine in America, for the courts to decide that actually it is illegal to fly the stars and stripes. Now, there's a lot of pressure. I know our flags are being changed into BLM flags, into Pride flags, but still there generally is that sense of identity that is disappearing with our children all the way up. And we have a massive generation gap. And you're right. You ask children, why should you die? What would you die for? And they don't know. They don't know about who our prime ministers are. They don't know about our politicians are. And even if they did, that may be a worse situation because we have pygmy politicians anyway who don't really stand for anything and are in it for their career and not because of conviction.
Well said, Peter. What is your website, Peter?
Heartsofoak.org, and we stream with you at 9 a.m. I think it's Central Time. I get my U.S. times mixed up, Monday to Friday.
And it's on demand at worldviewtube.com. Let's open the phone lines. Would you guys like to take some phone calls today from our audience on the VCY America Radio Network?
Love to.
All right. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Thoughts, comments, questions, folks. 1-800-347-9829. Let me remind you, if you're listening on any of the other outlets that pick us up, there is a great Christian radio network I've been working with now for, I think, 29 years. Hard to believe. I don't know where the time has gone. And it's vcyamerica.org. They have a program on about 149 stations each and every day, Monday through Friday at 2 p.m. Central, called Crosstalk. It's America's original Christian talk program with your host, Jim Schneider. And you'll find it at vcyamerica.org. You'll also find it about their Roku channel because they have a very powerful signal in Milwaukee, TV 30. It's a terrestrial station. Yeah, those still exist, folks. It's a terrestrial station, TV 30. And I think they get picked up on some cable outlets as well and sent around. And yet you can also pick them up on the new technology and watch some of their programming, which, by the way, includes our Worldview Report each and every night. Worldview Report airing 10 p.m. Central Time as the nightly news on Television 30 in Milwaukee. You'll find all about them at VCY America. V as in Victor, like, you know, and I'm not saying B as in Brandon. I'm saying V as in Victor. VCY America. .org. 1-800-347-9829. 1-800-347-9829. Hey, we don't get a lot of good news reported in the Mid-South, in the press around the world and in America about the Mid-South, but I found one today, folks. Take a look at this headline. This might even make the boys in the control room smile. How far does a $100,000 salary stretch in your city? Workers in Memphis would save $40,000. But those in New York would be left $6,000 in debt. Memphis, Tennessee came up, folks, as the the cheapest place to live. I think that was actually how they worded it. Let me find how they worded it down here. Memphis, Tennessee pictured came out as the cheapest city, allowing workers on $100,000 could save $40,000 a year. We don't get very much good news out of the Mid-South, but there you go. Does that make you guys in the control room feel a little better? Yeah, they said, yeah. I don't think they really care. How far does $100,000 go in Great Britain, Peter?
$100,000. You have a housing crisis, and obviously people trying to get on the housing ladder, buy their first property, with rents having doubled in the last couple of years. So $100,000 gets you much less. I think our average wage is around $40,000 to $45,000. Maybe $50,000 is our average. So that maybe is money in the pocket, but wouldn't last very long with fuel prices as they are, with energy prices tripled in the last 2 years, with buying a car up 40% in the last 3 years. And property prices an all-time high. So, yeah, it may bring you a smile for a while, but it would disappear quite quickly.
So cost of living in your country is very, very high.
We have cost, and, of course, it was Russia's fault. Everything's Russia's fault. and the conscription issue is Russia's fault. But it's cost of living by the massive energy crisis that we have had, and part of that is because we're moving towards renewable, which is hugely expensive, and everyone has to pay for that. And therefore, we have green taxes or levies on our fuel. But it's probably tripled, our electricity costs have tripled in the last 2 years.
Well, I saw my electricity bills gone up almost, I think, 34% in the last year. But yeah. That's cheap compared to you.
It is. It is cheap. We are probably average for a house is maybe £50-60 a month. And that's now close to £200 a month.
But that doesn't mean anything to most Americans, certainly not to me. What does that mean in U.S. dollars?
So it was probably $70 a month and is now around $250 a month.
For a mortgage?
No, just for your electricity.
Oh, just for your electricity. Okay, sorry.
Simply for electricity.
What's the average mortgage for the average person in Great Britain?
Oh, our average mortgage is, house price. I think the average house price is around $500,000.
That's the average house price.
That's the average house price now.
Wow. Before we go to the phone lines, we're kind of getting an understanding of what's going on with the global economy, because the global economy, folks, why is this relevant? Global economy and national economies often is what drives nations to war. So it's very important to monitor these things. Well, how far does $100,000 go in Israel, per se, Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, Aaron?
Well, it really depends on your neighborhood. If you're living in the heart of the cities, rent or mortgage or price of houses is crazy, ridiculous prices. Remember what the spy said when they saw the land? They said it's a land that eats its inhabitants. And nothing has changed. Plus, we have very high taxation because a big part of our budget each year is for our defense. We are fighting for our survival, and we need a lot of money for our defense forces.
Wow. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Come back. They're lit up. Zoltan, Scott, Jim, Tom, we'll get to them. By the way, correction, I gave the wrong number. Crosstalk is on 139 stations daily. I want to be accurate, but that's a lot of stations, folks. 139 outlets say, this is a great show. We want to broadcast ministry that we want to carry. So that speaks volumes, does it not, about the content of Crosstalk and its host Jim Schneider? So check it out at vcyamerica.org. 139. Wow. We'll be right back. What would you do if your local pharmacy shut down, or there was an interruption in the just-in-time inventory of critical medications? What if the power grid goes down and you need an antibiotic? What are you going to do? Hello, I'm Brandon House. Well, that concerned me and my wife for several years. And thankfully, last year, my friends at the wellness company that include Dr. James Thorpe and Dr. Peter McCullough created the Wellness Company Emergency Medical Kit. I have four of them. That's because I have family members that I want to make sure I could provide antibiotics to in case of an emergency. You know, something very non-life-threatening like strep throat could well become life-threatening if not treated. And if you can't get your hands on prescription meds during a national crisis, well, that would not be a good thing. So I got four of these kits, so my family members have these eight vital medications. If you go to twc.health/Brannon, TWC stands for The Wellness Company, twc.health/Brannon, it will list for you the eight medications in this emergency kit and what they treat. Now, this is a real prescription from a doctor. So when you order it, be sure to then go back into your email, check your email for the paperwork you're going to have to complete and fill out so that you can get your prescription and get your emergency medical kit with these eight vital prescription meds in the mail at your front door. Again, this is a great way for your family to be prepared for the unthinkable. And with every purchase of each emergency medical kit, the Wellness Company donates a percentage back to our organization to help fund our broadcast. So everybody's winning. twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Glad you're with us. 1-800-347-9829. Let's go right away to the phone lines. Line one, Zoltan in Michigan. Welcome aboard, Zoltan.
Yes, I just was thinking about how the left commandeers language all the time, and they get it pretty well. I hear it mistranslated all the time, thou shalt not kill. And it's really thou shalt not murder.
Correct.
But that the damage is done. So you have several generations of pacifists who think they're following the command because thou shalt not kill, and it's really thou shalt not murder. Okay, so you got pacifists. Now the pacifists have raised children in a culturally relative. There's no right or wrong. In fact, I have to respect your position even if I don't agree with it, and I can't misgender you, and I can't offend you, and I can't speak poorly against you. And you take that culture and then say, oh, forget that. Go over there and kill that guy. Okay, they don't get it. They don't get that there is proper killing and there's murder. There's just killing. But they can't, if they can't offend anybody, they sure as heck aren't going to go and kill anybody.
Well, that's a really good point. That is a very good point. If you can't offend someone, do you really think they're going to go so far as take someone's life? And who decides that? Because, again, everything is relative. So who decides someone is wrong, and who decides someone is wrong enough to have their life taken? These become very big moral dilemmas then for the average young person, as you've said. That's a very well thought out analysis there. Let me get our guest to respond before we keep rolling. Quick response to that, Aaron?
Very well thought out analysis.
Okay, we're getting feedback, so let him go, guys. Let him go. Let Zoltan go. We're getting feedback. Go ahead, Aaron.
That's the whole idea of having a justice system, courts. This is biblical. It says, you know, judges and justices you shall have in your gates. So that's the whole idea of having a good judicial justice system in any civilization. And this is where the Judeo-Christian values, which are based on the Bible, are so important to the whole world.
Indeed. You want to respond for me there, Peter, before we go back to the phone lines?
Yeah, it's a fence. We've had a court case today with a high-profile figure in the UK of him saying something and hurting people's feelings. And that is the big thing, offense. And you're right. We look at those who go in our military, and they don't have the right mindset to actually fight for their country. And if they went into battle, not having served in the military myself, but if they went into battle, I don't think they would be the ones that we would be looking to provide that moral leadership in military terms.
Well, I think a lot of them would be slaughtered. All right. Before they could even get very far, which makes me wonder, is that not the goal? When you look at the Deagle map, which wants a 77% decline in population in the UK, 68.5% decline in the US, is this a gigantic setup for another depopulation plan, particularly young people who wouldn't have the first idea about how to go to war and defend themselves and keep their life? They would die quickly, and maybe that's the goal. Let's go to Scott in West Virginia, line two. Scott, thank you for calling in, Scott.
Yeah, you know, the about the service to our country and the draft and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that like we should like honor God, family, and country in that order, and honor our ancestors in as much as they honored God, and honor our country in as much as it honors God. And like I've had an ancestor die a martyr in England in the 1600s for trying to establish Christ's kingdom. His name was Major General Thomas Harrison, the Registrar. He was, you know, he died a martyr fighting for the cause of establishing Christ's kingdom. But he was a fifth monarchist.
Okay.
But that's the kind of resolve that we need in this country today.
Thank you, Scott. Of course, I don't really disagree with one area. We don't establish God's kingdom. I think God's kingdom comes per Daniel 2. It says God brings his kingdom. I think we can establish God-ordained, purposed government and freedom that keeps the pulpit not shackled. But I don't want anyone thinking that you need to go die to establish God's kingdom, because trust me, God will bring his kingdom. Now, if we want to preach it and say build citizenship in the spiritual realm, I can agree with that. But I don't want to leave the audience confused as far as how I'm concerned on that. Let's go to Jim, line three in Wisconsin. Jim, thank you for calling in, Jim.
Yes, I've been calling my congressman, warning about, because of Biden's weakness and these conflicts blowing up overseas, it's a perfect scenario for him to say we need to be sending our troops over there and leaving our own country defenseless with this invasion that's going on here, all the people coming in, especially our state National Guard. I'm just very concerned. And that they're, I talked to a friend at church the other day. He said, yeah, they're looking to ship him out of Wisconsin this summer. So call our congressman and warn them about this, his desire. And Congress, they're not supposed to be able to be, especially Congress is the one that's supposed to make a declaration of war. And so they need to really watch out for this. He needs to be stopped from sending our troops overseas and keeping and making us defenseless here.
Very good point. And in fact, look at this headline that came out the other day. This is on the Sun. I reported this yesterday morning at Worldview Report Sunday. Forces of evil, Iran-backed Houthis hold secret terror meetings with al-Qaeda chiefs to plot horrific wave of suicide attacks on the West. General Flynn has a Sunday morning show that I produce, and I was sitting in with him yesterday, mentioned this and said, are you concerned, General, about soft targets like restaurants or theaters or churches and synagogues? And he said, yes, but you're leaving one off, schools. So you're right. We ship all of our guys overseas. We're leaving ourselves vulnerable to the military-age males that have already infiltrated, and al-Qaeda and their friends are already plotting suicide bombings in the West. Let's go quickly to Tom in Wisconsin. Tom, go right ahead, Tom.
Hi, my question is, with the drone attack in Jordan and with that being confused with friendly drones, is there any chance that these were ones left in Afghanistan, and that's why they were confused?
Whoa, man, do we not have a smart audience? We do, don't we? Were they concerned? Was the data confused because it maybe was a U.S. drone that had been stolen and sent in? Well, that's something we should certainly look into. Give your website real quick, please, Peter.
Heartsofoak.org.
Heartsofoak.org. Peter McElvaina joins us. And then, of course, Aaron in Israel, Aaron Lavarko, LightToTheNationsMinistry.com, OursWorldview2.com. Stay tuned for Crosstalk. Take care.
Have you checked out all the free programming lately at WorldViewTube.com? Hello, I'm Brandon House. If you go right now to WorldViewTube.com, you are going to find so many television shows ready for you on demand, like my nightly newscast, The Worldview Report, my daily radio show that's also a TV show now. That's available at WorldViewTube.com. The 90-minute live show, Brandon House Live, that's available each and every day at WorldViewTube.com. It costs us many, many thousands of dollars a month in streaming, bandwidth bill, and IT bills to make available these free programs. But we do it as a ministry and public service of WVW Broadcast Network. Now, one way we're able to do this is through the generous support of you through our WVW Foundation. Think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. Would you become a sponsor now so we can continue to push out free radio shows and TV shows at WorldViewTube.com and WorldViewRadio.com? We're also looking for more regular monthly contributors. Would you consider signing up if you haven't already for a monthly contribution, $5, $10, whatever you can afford? It's greatly appreciated. WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. And you'll find our phone number there if you'd like to make a contribution via the phone. Again, that's WVW, as in Worldview Weekend, WVWFoundation.com. And check out all the free ministry programming at WorldViewTube.com. And don't forget our Sunday night church service that I've been teaching on Sunday nights since 2015. That's live 8 p.m. Central Time at WorldViewTube.com each and every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time. WorldViewTube.com. Brought to you by WVWFoundation.com.